Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello and welcome to Learning by Ear's special series that takes a look at the environment. On today's program, we'll be talking about the devastating effects of dynamite fishing on our coral reefs. Coral reefs take centuries to form, but they can be destroyed in no time at all. And coming up in today's radio novella, we'll tell you about what happens to the marine life dependent on coral reefs when the corals are blown literally to pieces. We'll also take a look at other destructive forms of fishing and discover the fascinating role mangrove swamps play in the development of young marine animals. And we'll hear why it's so important to conserve the ocean's coral reefs. Did you know they are sometimes referred to as the rainforests of the oceans because the marine life around them is so abundant?
Look at those beautiful turquoise waters.
I went fishing over the weekend with my father.
Moses, I've always thought it must be boring towing a line through the water. Maybe you catch something, maybe you don't.
Monica, that kind of fishing is boring, but we used explosives.
No, you didn't.
We did, and you should have seen what we caught. All sorts. We got parrotfish, snapper, and even grouper fish. We ate well on Saturday night.
But how exactly does it work? I know they call it dynamite fishing, but how do you make an explosion underwater?
You don't literally use a stick of dynamite.
Oh?
What we do
is... You mean you've done this before?
Yes, Gladys, many times. We use bottles filled with explosive made from potassium nitrate. It's a common fertilizer and it's easy to buy. Gladys, look at these fishermen. They are still using sailboats and nets. No wonder they don't catch much.
Because, Moses, blast fishing is illegal. And not only that, it's destroying our coral reefs. How do the fish actually die?
Monica, my father just explained this to me. You see, the explosive creates an underwater shockwave. This ruptures the fish's swim bladders, so they float to the water surface. It's too easy.
Moses.
What?
Have you ever looked underwater at the damage you're causing to the marine ecosystem?
No, we don't even have to get into the water. We just throw the bottles.
Recently, I went snorkeling with my brother John. He's a fisherman. He showed me huge craters in the seabed caused by the explosions. He said that the coral reef used to be like an underwater kingdom, full of life and color. Now there's nothing living there. Come on, guys. Let's go find him. He's normally at the end of the beach. Hi, John.
Hi, Gladys.
John, what was your catch like today?
Very poor. A few years ago, we used to fish over the reef. You see where the waves are breaking? About 500 meters away? Now the reef is destroyed and we are having to search for new fishing grounds.
John, can you take us to the reef in your boat? Our friend Moses wants to learn more about how blast fishing is damaging the coral.
Damaging? Wiping out is what I would say. Sure, I'll be happy to. Many fishermen use explosives have no idea how devastating their actions are.
We know.
The explosives kill everything. Not only fish, but also other inedible reef animals. Often an area of reef is dynamited twice. First, to kill the smaller fish, then again to kill the larger predators attracted by the current.
Monica, look. Now you can see what's left of the reef. But I thought the coral reefs are full of color. It's just gray.
Yes, Monica. You see, the shock waves from the explosion not only kill the fish, they pulverize the living coral. After repeated blasting, all that's left are vast deserts of loose coral rubble.
Are there other forms of fishing that are equally devastating on the marine environment?
Yes, they are. We call it cyanide fishing.
People do that here?
Well, it's more of a problem in Asia.
Oh.
What happens is that divers squirt a poisonous cyanide solution from burrows onto fish resting on the surface of the coral. This stuns the fish, but it doesn't kill them. This way they can catch them alive.
Why would they want to do that?
Apparently, in Asia, people in restaurants pay big money to choose their fish from a tank while it's still alive.
If you have time, there is another fragile marine environment I would like to show you. Have you ever visited the mangrove swamps before?
No, never.
Mangroves are fascinating. You find them where the tides rise and fall. So sometimes they are partially submerged and sometimes they're exposed to open air. From here we should use paddles. You see how shallow it is.
Look at the mangrove roots.
The roots play a special role. They form a sort of maze in which only very small species or the offsprings of larger species can live and move around.
So the mangrove swamps are a sort of marine nursery?
Absolutely, Monica. Here you find juvenile fish, crabs and shrimps. The roots offer the young animals protection from larger predators.
But in a science class, I recently learned that mangrove swamps are also under threat from man.
They are indeed, Gladys. Do you remember why?
Once again, it's man's fault. In some areas, we're reclaiming the land and draining the swamps dry. In other places, we're cutting down mangroves to make charcoal. And we're overfishing the mangrove waters as well.
That's correct. And if you're not careful, we are going to destroy this habitat that is vital for young animals to mature in.
It's too depressing. When will we ever learn to look after our environment?
Did you know?
Wussten Sie schon?
Kuchen sang?
Unajua kwamba?
Le saviez-vous?
Coral reefs are one of the Earth's most vital ecosystems. They're home to thousands of highly specialized species and are considered by scientists to be the most diverse marine ecosystem. Sometimes they're called the rainforests of our oceans. It's thought coral reefs harbor more than 25% of all known ocean fish. Just as fish find refuge on the reefs, many marine organisms live inside the corals, adding up to nearly a million species of fish or other marine life that make up a coral reef ecosystem. But how does a coral reef grow? Well, by using the sun's energy and minerals from seawater, corals secrete limestone skeletons. The accumulation of coral sediments over thousands of years creates tall oceanic islands. Extensive barrier reefs are able to withstand the most powerful storms, even powerful tsunamis. Coral reefs are also highly productive and are a crucially important fishery for many tropical nations. And in areas where dive tourism has been developed, coral reefs earn millions of dollars annually for local economies as tourists dive down to these underwater kingdoms. Tragically, coral reefs are seriously threatened by human activities in many areas of the tropics. In some countries, it's estimated that more than 50% of the coral cover has been destroyed. As we've just heard, destructive fishing methods, such as blast fishing, are largely responsible. Climate change is another cause of coral reef degradation. Many reefs survive at or close to what scientists call their temperature tolerance levels. So any rise in sea surface temperature creates a more hostile living condition for the corals. As temperatures rise, corals expel the colourful organisms that live inside them and appear bleached. Although these organisms do recolonize the corals once the temperatures return to a more tolerable level, repeated or prolonged bleaching have proven to be fatal for some reefs.
And that's all for today's Learning by Ear special environment focus on destructive fishing methods and the way this destroys coral reefs, written by Richard Locke. So take note and remember that our coral reefs are homes to more than a million living organisms, but can be wiped out in no time at all. Thanks for being with us. If you want to hear the program again or tell friends about it, go to our website at www.dw-world.de/lbe. Goodbye.